isindebele.
Soku isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga Blessing Zulu ngokusiphathela indaba zesishona olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 14 Mpalakazi 2022 ngugaino Kumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla
yebikho ekona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe ikakhulu singakhangela ukukhwela kwayenza amafutha wezimotokali njengabo diesel lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zika May lo August lapho sibone khona ifuel edizili ingena iphosa ingena ku $2 yakwele America. Njalo sibone ukuthi lokwenza ukuthi inflation yalapha la.
Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isivangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwehlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe okugoqela indlala kubika abe World Food Program.
Kulu namhla okuzabe kule okuthiwa yi-US Africa Business Forum where omongameli they take a step back sebe yekela i-private sector e-America le-Africa kube khulumisane and come up with those deals. Kule ndawo ethiwa khona i-deal room namhla ezabe khona where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors njenge-agriculture, njenge-energy.
Umongameli Joseph Biden wele Melika ukhangelelwe ukwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo emhlanganweni wenkokheli yamazwe abensundu owe-US Africa Leaders Summit owenzelwa eWashington DC. Kwezemidlalo, baningi abathi kungasake kuye ngasifudlana umdlali weArgentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano owe-FIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isivangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe okugoqela indlala, ukuselakala kwendlela zokuthumela impahla, umnotho lokunye. Lokhu kuphume kuphenyo olwenziwe ngabenhlanganiso ebona ngezoncedo lokudla emhlabeni jikelele eye World Food Program WFP. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uphenyo lwabe WFP luveze njalo ukuba impi yeUkraine ivele yaqhamuka umhlaba osusithi usuphuma engxakini ezibangelwa ngenye impi yokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 ndawone lesivuno esiphansi kakhulu somnyaka ka-2021-2022 esibangelwe ikungani kuhle kwezulu. Uphenyo lolu luthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota yona eqonge isuka kudola ilodwa lengxenye $1.55 isiya phose kumadola amabili $1.73 yikho okubangele ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni lakwamanye amazwe omhlaba. Abantu abafika izigidi phose eziyisithupha 5.8 million bacatshangelwa ukuba bathwalise nzima indlala. Ukuthi abantu abangaba isilunganiso sokungamachumi aphezu kwamahlanu ekhulwini 53% lisuka kumachumi phose amane 39% kumnyaka odluleyo yibo ababhekane nendlala emathebeleni North, kulandelwa ngabantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane ekhulwini 40% ukusuka kumachumi amabili lanhlanu 25% ababhekane nendlala eMashonaland West. I-WFP iphinde yathi abantu abaningi sebephila ngemali abayithunyelwa izihlobo labemuli abasemazweni besithi imali le isetshenziswa ukuthenga ukudla kuphela. Ingcitshi ezicuba ezikhulume ngalolu phenyo zithi lulakho ukuba luqinisekile besithi kumele leZimbabwe libe lendlela zokulungisisa udubo lwendlala. Lokhu kuthiwe ngumnumzana Timothy Thole ingcitshi ecubungula ezombusazweni othi kumelele eZimbabwe ligcine ngokulima.
Impi ebikho ekhona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe, ikakhulu esingakhangela ukukhwela okwayenza amafutha wezimotokali njengabo dizili lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zikaMeyi lo-August, lapho esibone khona i-fuel edizili ingena iphosa ingena ku-$2 yakwele America. Njalo sibone ukuthi lokhu kwenza ukuthi i-inflation yalapha la.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Danford Mtashu okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, yena othi udubo lwe-Ukraine luphazamise amazwe omhlaba ikakhulu asathuthukayo njengeZimbabwe.
The increase in the price of fuel is definitely
ukukhwela kwentengo yempahla kuzaba ngelokho okwenzakalayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nxa singakhangela lokho okwenzakalayo phakathi kweRussia leUkraine kuyaphazamisa ukukhwela kwentengo
kuleli. Ecubuna yezomnotho umnumzana Felix Dube uthi okwenzakala eUkraine akulani lokwenzakala kuleli.
Kuyiqansa kakhulu lokho okwenza ukuthi intengo zezinto zibe siya phezulu. Sikhangele njalo sibone ukuthi iwithi inyawuthi leyo esetshenziswa ukupheka isinkwa layo ingasatholakali, njalo ibisitholakala isile intengo ephezulu kakhulu. Lokho kwenza ukuthi isinkwa la sibe sikhwela lezinye izinto ezilungiswa inyawuthi. Lokhu yiyo indlela impilo esibambe ngakho thina njengeZimbabwe.
Imizamo yokuthola umbono kahulumende ehlule, kodwa embikeni wakhe wokwethula uluhlu lwendleko kahulumende lokubuthaniswa kwemali yaleyo ndleko olwe-budget, umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube wazise ukuba uhulumende uzabeka imali eceleni ukuze iye ekwakhiweni kwamadamu okuphathisa abalimi amasimo okuthelezela awe-irrigation ukuze ilizwe lilwisane lendlala. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Uqhubekela phambili umhlangano we-US Africa Leaders Summit e-Washington DC, lapho kukhangelelwe ukuba uMongameli Joseph Biden uzakwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo ngombuthano lo ongene kusuku lwesibili namhla. Intatheli izindaba yethu uGibbs Dube usemhlanganweni lo. Dube, siyakwemukela. Dube, sengikuzwa kuhle Mthembo. Ungasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani namhla kulumhlangano?
Yeah, umhlangano lo uyaqhubekela phambili njengokutsho kwakho-ke. Namhla-ke kule ndaba sibili emnandi kakhulu ebona ngezamabhizimusi, kubizwa kuthiwa i-US Africa Business Forum. I-forum le-ke ingathi izigaba ezimbalwa ezinhlanu. So kulokhu bakhuluma-ke ngokuthi kambe ele Africa lingadlelana njani lele-US xa ukhangele ukuthenga lokuthengiselana impahla. Kuzobuya-ke khonokho ukuthi nxa sokubuya phambilini kambe ezemali-ke kukhona yini ukuthi ele Zimbabwe lingathola kumbe amanye amazwe khonapho kule Melika. Kukhulunywa njalo langangokuthi-ke kwezokulima kwinokwenziwa ukuthi kube ne-food security kuzwekazi le-Africa. Kube sokusiba njalo bakhuluma nge-digital age kathesi ukuthi kambe ama-networks konke khonokho okwenziwayo kambe kungathiwani ukwenza ukuthi abantu be-Africa bakusebenzise njengakhonapha ukwenzakala kwele Melika. Kwenza ukusithi-ke kukhona njalo okuningi magumede okubuyayo.
Kuyini njalo okunye okwenzakala khonapho?
Ye, sikhangelele ukuthi uMongameli Joseph Biden uzafika lamhlanje khonapha lapho esikhona, lapho azakhuluma khona kumbe ngithi azayithula khona umbiko wakhe sibili oqakathekileyo. Kwanyangazani-ke uzakhuluma ngokuthi izwekazi le-Africa kumele isebenze kuhle kakhulu lele Melika. Okuzaqamba sibila amazwe afisa ukuthi aguqule izenzo kanyazani okuningi kakhulu okumele ukuthi nga kwenziwa. So-ke nxasikhangela-ke kuningi kakhulu magumede okumele kwenzakale khonapho.
Ukhangelelwe ukufika sikhathi bani uMongameli Joseph Biden?
Ye, uMongameli Biden bekhangelelwe ukuthi uzafika ngo-1:30 nxasikhangele isikhathi sangapha kule Melika. Kodwa-ke sokanye ngazane ngaphuzaphuza mbijana ungathatha 35 minutes from isikhathi lesi kade kumele angene ngaso khonapha. Kodwa-ke hhayi, abantu bamlindele sibili okunye okumangalisayo magumede.
Hhayi, siyabonga. Kulo muntu oke waxoxa laye Dube ngubani?
ngiyengqoke lo sizo onyathi odabuka eZimbabwe ngosemhlanganweni le akuze uthi wuthini njalo kwenzani ekulimhlangano etshiyeneyo lamhlanje
in 157 we're heading over room 157 now
umhlangano lo ngwenkokheli zeAfrica ezibala mhlawumbe more than 40 countries babizwe bengu President Joe Biden ubezokhuluma ngendaba zama partnership around economic development around ukutshintsha komkhathi abathi climate change bafunde bekhulume ngokuthi bengancetsana njani between Africa and America ama private sector wabo and engubonayo mina ukukhona u President Mnangagwa oloke under sanctions akabuyanga and out of all ama leaders abakhona lapha DC I believe ukuthi ngiyedwa ogcinise thumeza a representative I think nguye foreign affairs minister ubuye ngapha and yes it is significant ukuthi khona akabuyanga yena ngoba bayahlangana omongameli bamazwe amanyawo eAfrica they are speaking on the side bayavumelana ukuthi how do they engage US on these critical matters njoba nje angazi sonke sezokuna kule agreement ethiwa iAGOA eyo yona ekhangelane le trade between America le Africa that agreement is ending on 2025 it needs to be renewed ama terms akona ukona renew kanjani omongameli ngapha bayakhuluma ngakona baza kwenza kanjani kodwa even engekho lapho mina u President Mnangagwa it's clear ukona e America yona particularly private sector yabo iyabona the potential in Zimbabwe the private sector even ngula ma sanctions that's why they invited ukuthi Zimbabwe kuye ngoba yes ngu President Joe Biden laba umongameli abanye kodwa ama private sector yiwa khulumayo
yeah kodwa ama business ubona zani kuyahamba kanjani njengoba sibone kanjani kulamazi amaningi afisa ukusebenzelana nale lemelika
ikakhulu namhla okuzabe kule ukuthiwa i US Africa Business Forum where umongameli they take a step back sebe yekela i private sector e America le Africa kube khulumisane and come up with those deals kule ndawo ethi khona i-deal room namhleza bikhona where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors njenge agriculture njenge energy njenge infrastructure development and they see those opportunities in Zimbabwe they want to talk about them as the private sector and it's significant ukona they did invite Zimbabwe although kula ma sanctions guys ukona they are eager to do business indaba zama sanctions yiyo nje ayenza ukona uMnangagwa engabi as the head of delegation njengamanye amazwe lapha
lo ngumnumzana Sifiso Nyathi osemhlanganweni we US Africa Leaders Summit e Washington DC ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube esilaye ecingweni kwenziwani Dube emhlanganweni lo
yeyi ndiyabona ukuthi ke kunenge okunye njalo okwenzakala kusasa makumete okunye okungikhona ke sibona ukuthi kule agenda 2063 edingwa kakhulu ke lizwekazi le-Africa baza kukhuluma ngakho khonokho ke bazekhuluma lakhona kungani kuyahayiza kancane okwe-good governance kuzobuya i-democracy nokuthi phela kuhlonitshwe ilungelo lomuntu loluntu kanye le-rule of law so kuzakhulunywa kakhulu khonokho bese kubuya ukuthi ke ele Africa kambe lingavinjelwa njani ukuthi lingabi lobudlwangudlwangu obukhona emazweni amaningi bese kubuya njalo ke ukanyakazani ke ama leaders wona ngokwawo kuyamele ukuthi axoxaxoxe ngokuthi kambe nxa bevuselela izwekazi le-Africa kumele bebambe ngaphi njalo bengabambi kuphi so ke bagcine ke ngakhona ukuthi phela nxa sebevalelisana kumele bethathane ama-selfies zithathane ke imifanekiso so singazi ukuthi bazathathana ke imifanekiso sikhathibani kodwa ukanyakazani kwenzakala ngo-3:50 PM kusasa kumese kuvalwa ke sokuqedwa konke ngokuthi kambe ukudla ngaba khona yini kuzwekazi le-Africa singakhohlwa futhi magumede namhlanje ungakhohlwa kule US Leaders Summit dinner lapho-ke ngizadla sibili ngize ngidle lo mankhala
uzazitika
ngizazitika magumede ozakubonakala ye kunjalo magumede
hayi siyabonga kakhulu Dube sizaxhumana lawe njalo kusasa Mthembo kunjalo nje untungamili Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe njalo locubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqhakatheke kubani. Ungabuqhakatheke kuona ama-Afrika noma uqhakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni. Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqhakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba izinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela kade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobuchwepheshe, i-technology. Yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa, kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esesisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano-ke, uBiden uzama-ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu ebeselivulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Babunkomo akekho kulomhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho iMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa u-Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lo nkosikazi kaKudakwashita Gwirei labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando okuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption. Okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano, ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala, bamnkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigcize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona ke ukuthi la e-Africa kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakhubudlelwano nawo. Singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le South Africa, oKenya, sikungena oZambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala i-America ebheke kuwona. Kodwa ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi i-America, sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawugculisiyo umhlaba. Ukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela, sibonile izano ichaya abantu, ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu, zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo uhlaziya ezombusazwe, sixoxe laye eseVirginia khonapha eMelika. Namhla kuhlelo lwethu olwe diaspora for a profile lapho esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Silonkosikazi sibona kuhle Bebhe Ncube odabuka enyathi esiqintini sebubi eningizimu yemandebeleni. UMabhebhe uhlala eHervey Bay esabelweni seQueensland kwele Australia njalo ungumbalisi useleminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili ekulelo.
Mina ngihlala eHervey Bay. IHervey Bay ise Australia in Queensland. We're in Queensland, yeah, above Brisbane. Ikwesihlala khona. It's a beautiful place.
So nxa ungasitshela ngokuthi wafika njani Australia, kuyini okwakwenza okwakususa phansi eZimbabwe ulubhekise Australia?
Ekhaya kwakunzima. Things were really tough. So, thina sasikhula ngo 2000, umkami wasithola i-scholarship ukuthi ayenza i-masters yakhe e-New Zealand, e-Otago University. That sasabaleka. Sasuka sonke ezimuli. And then from there, we got a job in ngapha elokhuzini e-Australia. Sabaleka e-New Zealand. But New Zealand was very good, but economy yangkhona was not very good. We have to be ngapha. And then since then, we've never looked back.
Ufika e-Australia, wenza msebenzi bani?
Ngathi ngifika lapha, mina ngathi wangutichekha. Ngathi ngifika lapha, I had to send amalokhuzini documentation yami to Canberra. Ukuthi bebona ukuthi am I eligible ukuthi ngifundise lapha or not ukuthi ngenze, and then I sent that to them, and then they came back and said I'm eligible to in Australia.
So bathatha amaphepha ko eZimbabwe bahlolisisa babona ukuthi uyanelisa ukufundisa khona ngapha.
Yeah, ngahle ngangena straight to school, but being a Zimbabwean person should be a step ahead. Ngatsingende laphana ngathi ngifuna ukwenza ukuthi ngenze i-degree. Ngiyenza i-degree ukuthi ngibone ukuthi ngaphakathi bafundisa njani abantwana. So ngenza a year qualification, and after that ngabona ukuthi it was good, it was very, very good. Very, very good. Because i-teaching at ekhaya is different from i-teaching yalapha.
Umehluko ungaphi?
I'll give you a simple thing. Ukuthi umntwana engazinto zokulema nje, umntwana enze into e-wrong. We don't stay on that. We just move on. Okay, John, you did this, okay, fine. I want to look at this. Let's move on.
Gagazo.
Ukukhuluma ona i-language. And then I did a master's in special education. Mm-hmm. And then that took me into special education.
Kuyadlisa yini ukuba ngutitsha khona ngapho? Ngoba nxa siqathanisa labo titsha abekhaya bakhala eZimbabwe ngenhlawulo abayizuzayo.
I don't know. Kumele babe very, very careful. Ngoba nxa uvela ekhaya ukuya la, yabuye ulodo khuzo ulodlala. Ukuthi mina vele ngifuna lokho, ngifuna lokho. Na, lapha vela ukuqala. Kumele uthi reduce the speed. Ube kwazi ukuthi kuyini ufuna ukwenza, ufuna ukuba noda njalo. Besandla ngathi ngingena kwi-special education. Ngiyenza i-master's in special education. Ngangena kwi-special education. Ubakithi, I am having a very, very good time.
So wena wabona lapha okulesilingo khona, wangena khonapho. Uyakukhumbule yini ekhaya, kumbe uyafisa ukuthi ubuyele ekhaya kwelinye ilanga, kumbe vele impilo yakho isingeyakhona ngapho?
Hayi, ngiyafisa ukubuyela ekhaya. Ngiyefaka whatever esengikuthole khona lapha. I-knowledge engithole ngapha ngihambe ngiyifaka ekhaya, ngitshengisa amatiki afunisa khona ngale ekhaya ukuthi hhayi ngisho ekhaya umntwana ngaye nganole ADHD ngaba achande bathi onefati umntwana o-ADHD ngibatshe ukuthi hhayi nxamntwana loyo nje asenzenize asithini how about that I've got all my knowledge impact on abantu bekhaya.
Unkosikazi Sibone Kuhle Bhebhe Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe esixoxelayo eseHervey Bay eQueensland kwele Australia.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo weVOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abatshiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022. Sisonke FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar.
Kwezemidlalo banengi abathi kungasake kuye ngasifudlana. Umdlali weArgentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano oweFIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leArgentina lifinyelele kufinal yomncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu yezizwe zomhlaba emdlalweni wenguqu ngemva kokunqoba eleCroatia nge-3 kanyango lwesibili ntambama. Wayengumgadli weqembu le-Islanders uTobias Mtshikambanje uthi isifiso sakhe ngesokuthi umdlali olodumo emhlabeni jikelele uLionel Messi ongukapteni weqembu leArgentina athathe umhlalaphansi ephakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba.
Morocco efake i-Afrika kwesinye isibanga, ngibona layo ingadlula iphambili iyefika umncintiswano wokugcina okuthiwa ngama-finals. Kodwa khonapho kuma-finals kuzaba lomunye umdlalo ongaza kubonakale kuma-World Cup. Ngoba ngingowe-Africa kodwa ngenxa yokuhlonipha uMessi, ngibona ngani i-Argentina iye ngaphakamisa inkezo e-World Cup ka-2022.
Wadlalela iqembu le-Real Stars njalo esengumqeqeshi weqembu labasakhulayo le-Thorngrove uMkhululi Dube uthi yena esakhe isifiso ngesokuba kuhlangane amaqembu amatsha kufinali yalo nyaka.
Mina mfuna kuhambe iMorocco ngoba iFrance ibikhona ngale last World Cup, anti yiyo kade ikhona last time. so akwenzi ukuthi iFrance ihambe futhi ibhora ayabe selingazachazi iFrance ihambe njengoba iMorocco ingenile wona engama kuyifirst time yeTipele Morocco ukuthi ihlingene la kufinal my friend
wayengunozinti weqembu le-Highlanders uWanda Mpofu yena osengumqeqeshi wabonozinti yena uthi iqembu leMorocco lizamangalisa abaningi ngokungena kufinal.
IMorocco was surprised from goalkeeping really. I think they've done well because they've only conceded one goal kuphela. So I think hayi iMorocco awumelanga beze befika, ungaboni ifika kwe-extra time iMorocco yawo.
Iqembu leFrance lizadibana leMorocco ngehola lethoba mune munye namhla ebusuku. Iqembu leFrance yilo eliphethe isicoco ngemva kokunqoba eCroatia ngomnyaka ka-2018. Umdlalo wokugqiba umncintiswano uzadlalwa ngesonto mhla zilitshumi lathoba mune mbili kufinal, lawo azanqotshwa kwimidlalo yesemifinal azadibana ngomgqibelo kudingwa iqembu eliphutshelise endaweni yesithathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo. Joseph Njanji.
Good Life Talk namhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela okwenzakala emhlanganweni omkhulu owenkokheli yamazwe awezwekazi le-Africa anxuswe ngelemelika khonapha eWashington owe-US African Leaders Summit oqale izolo.
Zakulimaza ngebeat singene isikhosana phezulu. Ingoma le yikhiphe ngomnyaka omutsha. Ingoma le ikhuluma ngesomiso kule virus efikileyo elizweni, abantu bayakhala ngomkhuhlane. Isimanga yokuthi nithengilele ebuthongweni ngaphupha. Uba uMadlela khuluma laye ngomkhuhlane sakhuleka wasempendula wasesithi Sikhosana Phendi sabese rekoda etawuni ingoma yakho khona uzaphela i-virus. Ingoma leyi kiphe ngomnyaka omusha. Ingoma leyi ikhuluma ngesomiso. Ubaba lomama ekhabazwanani emakazini bayaplatelana. Abantwana abasafundi esikolo amahofisi valiwe ukhulumile lo uNkulunkulu izaphela i-virus. Imenditshelayo mtaka uNkulunkulu uMadlela ufana lami uyaboniswa ningameyisi ningameyisi umuntu omkhulu ngivambane laye usemvumbululile lapha egwamba sangipholisi ukuhlabela ngiyakhuleka cela lindalele abomthetho ngiyabathanda bayacela singahlangani emgwaqweni ngokubingelelana khashana khashana ningasondelelani ungasondela uzathathwa i-virus hambekeza nxa ufika ekhaya ngezizandla isikhosana Phendi iyakulaya asozuboni umkhuhlane. Ingoma leyi ikhuluma ngesomiso.
Siyambonga lapha uSikhosana esilaya owesikhosana band ngengoma yakhe ethi isomiso. Singakehlukani sihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isivangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezijiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe okugoqela indlala kubika abe World Food Program. Sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Saidi ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.